The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Chow. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Hello, fam. Welcome to the very first episode. On this podcast, it's all about what's under the hood. V8s, V6s, hybrids, electrics, turbos, big blocks, small blocks, and everything in between. But before we break all that down, I want to start up with something personal. My own background with cars, what I drive currently, and what's sitting in my garage. Also, just a little bit what my family and friends are driving. So let's start with my personal ride. Right now, I drive a 5.7 Hemi RT Challenger Coupe. It's an okay car, probably not the best first car for a girl, but I can't lie, it's pretty fast. It's just not faster than an SS or a 5.0, you know. It does sit on a 395 horsepower, which isn't bad at all, but like I said, it's not faster than most, you know, an SS or 5.0. It's also just not a Scat Pack or a Hellcat, you know. Not talking down on Dodge, but you know, if you're looking for the speed, a 5.7 Hemi RT Challenger probably isn't the best Mopar car, but it does do the job for a V8. My first actual car that my parents gave me, but when I was 16, I bought my own car, which was a 1971 C10 project truck. Me and my dad are planning on putting a 454 big block engine, but you know, it just depends, you know. 350 is also not bad, but obviously, like, people want to go with the best motor. Also, just takes time to build, you know. It is a project truck, it is pretty old. It's pretty hard to find the parts that you need, you know. Obviously the truck has a little bit of rust in it, and sometimes me and my dad go to different, like, I guess you could say, like, garage events, but they're pretty much events and, like, flea markets, you could say, that have different truck parts from their older model. And I also wanted to mention my brother-in-law's Chevrolet El Camino. It has a 327 small block. It's orange, low, and it's honestly, like, a really nice car. But I wouldn't say for speed. I would say mostly, like, for cruising and all that. You don't really see any clean El Caminos around. So yeah, but that was a pretty nice car. I love it. I also wanted to mention the electric cars in my family. So me and my dad, we have a dual motor Model 3 Tesla, and my sister has a dual motor Model Y. And just to explain what dual motor means, it means that it has both batteries front and back, so extra power, you know, who doesn't want that? Not saying that the other non-kind, it doesn't have power, because I bet it does, but it's just obviously when you have two things pushing power, it would all obviously go faster. I wanted to mention my dad's project truck. He has a 1980 C10 step side with a 350 block on it. It runs kind of okay. It's not the best, obviously. He's still working on it. I think he's planning on putting different wheels, maybe changing out the engine as well. Right now I think he's working on the brakes, if I'm not wrong. But it's honestly, it's not a bad truck. I know that now the step sides are really popular for the newer trucks, but obviously this one came just like that, and it's not a bad looking truck. It's black, by the way. And I also wanted to mention the 2016 GMC Sierra 5.3 V8. My dad bought one like a few months ago, and it's a four-door, pretty big truck, I'm not gonna lie. Taller than me for sure. I'm only 5'3". And honestly, it runs pretty good for a 5.3. Runs pretty nice. Like, it goes pretty fast. Obviously, it's not the best, I guess, it's not the best truck, but it does the job for sure. We've taken it to Mount Shasta 2 times already. Doesn't have any problems, doesn't give us any headaches. So I would give the truck a 10 out of 10. But I was thinking of trading that in. I've been looking at a GMC Denali Ultimate with a 6.6, either gas or diesel, it doesn't matter. But I was just thinking about it. I was also looking on TikTok 5.3, the single caps, which do not look bad at all. I was looking for a truck, a single cab truck, but unfortunately, like, the GMCs and the Chevys, they don't sell the V8s anymore in the single cabs, only in the four door. And me personally, like, I like four doors, but I would like it for like a diesel, you know? It's just my preference. Everybody has their preference. Also wanted to mention my boyfriend's truck. He has a single cab Silverado, but it has a 4.8 V6. I would say I have driven it, and it's more for his truck. He has it more of as a show car. Like, he has he's in his own truck club, and it's not a bad truck. It's cammed, which is pretty nice, you know. It's pretty loud, but I wouldn't say it's like the fastest truck. I would just say it's a pretty good show truck, you know. He is in his own truck club, and he's recently gone to a truck meet. You could call it a van, but it's like more like a truck event here in Vallejo, California. It's called Troqueando in the Bay, which pretty much, it's like a truck meet that where everybody from different states, you know, I've seen people with trucks from Texas, Arizona, Vegas, you know, all the different, everybody just meets up and to have, you know, some food, live music as well. It's pretty big. Some people go all out. It was also like a little drift event, you know. But I also wanted to mention some other events, like the LS Fest, where you could see a lot of LS swaps, drag racing, drifting, and, you know, off-road builds. I do have a friend whose brother has his own car club. It's called Goofy Boys in Richmond, which, it's honestly like, it's a very popular club in Richmond, obviously not all around, but he does go to many events. He's gone to this fest in the east. It's honestly, he has a, yeah. And I also wanted to mention the semi show in Las Vegas. This is damn near like Disneyland to car lovers, you know what I mean? Like, this is a very big event, maybe a little bit better than the LS Fest. Honestly, I've never been, just because, you know, work and stuff and all that. But, yeah, these two are the most popular events for car lovers. I also wanted to mention Good Guys, Rod, and Custom Shows. I actually have been to this one. I have their own little hat. It's not bad. Obviously, it's not. They do the same thing every single year. Just a little burnout event and stuff like that. They have food and stuff. It's honestly just like, it's more like a truck meet, you know. Also wanted to mention the C10 Nationals. It's very popular. If you're looking into like the Chevy trucks, then this would be a good event to go to. You will see anything from like barn builds to like, you know, like actual nice rides that are painted to last, no rust or nothing. Another event is also the Formula Drift. if you're more into like Japan cars, the imports and all that, then you'll for sure see some of these. I do have a friend at my job who has a Miata. It's pretty nice. It's like a little fly. I call it the fly. And but he has it very clean. He has it in a sparkly blue. Yeah, they're pretty nice. They're pretty fast too. I also wanted to mention the Lowrider Super Show. And I mean, like, you can't hate on lowriders. They're pretty cool. Pretty fun to be inside of. It's another event that everybody, you know, could see in posters and stuff like that, is the Cars and Coffee Meets. I mean, you can find these everywhere. People pull up in different type of cars, Lambo, Civics. I also wanted to mention one of my coworkers, Honda Fit, that he's been working on recently. He wrapped it matte black, put some Fender ons, and then some people are doing the and he has it pretty clean. The best part about like all these events is just that everybody could pull up, you know, everybody could go, everybody could bring their own car. It doesn't have to be modified, it doesn't have to be the best, like a Ferrari or a Lambo or anything of that. It's just like, you know, loving what you could do, what you have and all that. There's muscle, classics, trucks, there's electric, imports, anything. Like, it's just the best part about that is, you know, having everybody's, you know, anybody can have your own style. Everybody has their own style. You could race a freaking 240SX or take your Tesla or anything like that, a project car, anything. Like, as long as it runs, goes good, nothing breaks down, then you're fine, you know what I mean? And it depends, you know, some people really take this stuff serious, it's like a passion. But overall, honestly, the car community could be a lot better. There's some cons where people get too judgmental, start saying things, but as long as you love your own build, then that's all that matters, you know what I mean?